Environmental activists today called on GOP Congressman Mike Bilirakis to support congressional legislation that would reduce the risk of chemical plants across the country, such as the Howard F. Kern Wastewater Treatment Plant in Tampa. Matt DeVlieger is the Florida field organizer with Greenpeace. Speaking in front of Congressman Bilirakis' Temple Terrace district office, he stood in front of a map of the greater Tampa area, with symbols showing the over 100 schools and hospitals within a 5-mile ratio of the plant.
And this plant puts over 1 million people in the Tampa Bay area at risk due to harmful chemicals. Chemicals that don't need to be used, that could be replaced with safer alternatives, as cited by several reports. And it's already being done at other facilities here in the state and around the country.
Since 9/11, experts have warned that an attack on a chemical plant could produce hundreds of thousands of deaths and injuries. Environmentalists and other advocates fought for strong safety rules, but they say that only weak legislation was offered back in 2006. With that law sunsetting this fall, Congress is working on proposals for comprehensive chemical security legislation. But Greenpeace organizer Matt DeVlieger called out Bilirakis for his lack of support for such a bill.
There was a bill that went through Congress recently in committee that, my understanding is, Congressman Bilirakis first worked to weaken and then voted against. We really need, for our safety here, as local residents, we need Congress to act to keep us safe and to do the right thing when it's possible.
Specifically, Greenpeace and other groups are calling attention to two bills that will be debated in the House Energy and Commerce Committee next month. H.R. 2868 and H.R. 3258 address reducing the consequences of a terrorist attack on such a plant. The Department of Homeland Security has identified 6,300 facilities that, if attacked, could pose the greatest hazard to human life and health, and have initiated programs to assist the industry and local communities in protecting chemical plants. In 2004, DHS said such an attack on a chemical plant could kill over 17,000 people. But even though congressional action is being proposed to uniformly have such plants substitute safer chemicals or processes for lethal gases stored on site, the owners of some plants have unilaterally addressed such concerns. Again, Matt DeVlieger with Greenpeace.
Some of the things that plants have done, a treatment plant in Miramar, Florida, converted from using chlorine gas to using liquid bleach, making 35,000 people safer. The East-West Water facilities in Margate, Florida, did the same thing, went from chlorine to generating their own bleach on site, and according to this report, saying that 98,000 people were made more safe. And right here in Congressman Bilirakis' district in Newport Richey, one facility did the same thing, making 22,600 people more safe.
Phil Compton is with the Sierra Club. He said that 90 days after the 9/11 attacks, Washington, D.C. made changes to their water treatment plants. He said the risk locally is potential at all times.
Just imagine what would happen when a couple of 300,000 other people join the residents of South Tampa on Gasparilla Day or during the Children's Gasparilla Parade and that type of attack were to occur. We know that it will cost a little money. We're asking for Congressman Bilirakis and Congresswoman Kathy Castor, who represents South Tampa, to get the federal support so that Tampa, at a time when it really can't afford to spend the money itself with the budget cutbacks that the city's experiencing, to give Tampa the support from the federal government that it needs. I understand that it'll cost 50 cents per home in Tampa to make this change.
Natalie Vieja is a South Tampa mother of three.
Why it doesn't make sense to have this issue, just use the technologies available, kind of taken into consideration. There is too many of us living in this area, and it's something that makes us feel very uncertain of a terrorist attack or an accident. There are feasible scenarios, and I feel very uncomfortable about that.
Don Melman is with Physicians for Social Responsibility. He mentioned U.S. Central Command, still considered the nerve center for the U.S. wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, which is located at MacDill Air Force Base in South Tampa, which he says makes Tampa a potential terrorist target.
Additionally, while Matt talked about two hospitals within that five-mile radius, that should something happen, major hospitals outside that radius would be taxed because the patients would have to go there as major hospitals and trauma centers to take care of these people. This would be a public health disaster for Tampa and Hillsborough County.